Welcome back to Balls and Beers, everybody. Your favorite MLS prediction show is back for week number 10. As stated last week, 2 months are now in the books, and it's been our worst season yet. So is that just going to be it, or are we going to change something? Let's meet the guys. Mr. David Arona.
Hey.
Making a bunch of noise back there. Or someone's
I'm not changing
a bunch
anything.
That's fair. You don't have to, sir. It's your house. And Mr. Bobby Lepe.
Not moving any of my toolboxes. Hi.
This is what happens when I turn out the voice isolation. Shut up.
And I'm your host, Louis Baron. All right, so results of week number 9. Winner of week number 9. Bobby wins the week with
Hola.
4 wins. That's it. 4.
Jesus, oh my God.
We're so terrible this year. What is going on?
Absolutely terrible.
You know what? It's MLS's fault. No, this is MLS's fault. Start the game over, Lewis. This is MLS's fault.
That's half true, actually.
I'm not crazy. It's MLS.
Yeah. I mean, a little of column A, a little of column B. So Bobby with a 4-10 record and still manages positive points. He'll have an extra double down in week 10. He scores 3 points. So
Bobby.
Yeah, so one of the games he won was his double down. We all hit that same double down. And
won it.
Right. I forgot.
Yeah. And then the four or five games that Bobby had that he just that he lost, that he only put one. So he's like, he lost the minimum. Yeah. So it could have been worse, but yeah, a lot of the games that he lost, he only put a wagered one. So yeah, Bobby with 3 points will have an extra double down.
It's the way you bet, homie.
It's the way you bet. In second place is David. He actually had the best record this week. 5 wins, 5-9. That was the best record at 5-9, minus 4 points. And at the bottom of the standings is yours truly. Oh. This seems to be the most popular record this season. 3-11. We have seen a lot of 3-11s this year, mostly from David, but myself included as well. Minus 7. Again, that double down saved me. Could have been significantly worse. Only minus 7 points here. So the overall standings. Bobby actually gets into first place after 9 weeks.
Oh, damn.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. 9 weeks.
That's
right.
Minus.
I don't even know what I'm saying, but that's right.
Stop the count. Stop the count.
Minus 58 points for Bobby. Yours truly goes down to second place, also with minus 58 points. So we are tied with points. Bobby actually holds the tiebreaker with 46 victories compared to my 44. So basically Bobby right now is Miami and I am the Galaxy. And David at the bottom of the standings.
Relax.
I mean, we're talking the facts. 36 and 89 minus 140 points for David. So he's inching closer to 200. Bobby and I are inching closer to 100. As I said, this has been our absolute worst season in the history of Balls and Beers. So
no, it's MLS's fault.
It is
it's a
MLS.
New era.
It's their fault.
Era. All right, that's fair. Okay, so let's continue on. Week number 10, and let's get ready for this debacle. So, David, get us started.
All right, I'm gonna try not to make this a debacle. So let's see how we do this time.
Much better. Much, much,
much
better.
Much better? Okay, let's see if we get let's see if we can get a pour going.
Yeah, we could actually hear that one. Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear a pour.
Yeah.
We got it.
We hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. There you go.
Yeah, let's move on.
All right.
This bodes well for the rest of my balls and or beers.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, Dave, we're gonna start with you since you didn't fumble with a beer opening. Game number 1. Columbus versus Montreal. What do you got?
That is not game number 1 on the list, but we all know what game number 1 is. It's going to be the last game for us. Columbus versus Montreal. Okay. You look at these two teams. You think about Montreal. Maybe we talked about them maybe sneakily being good, better than we thought they were going to be. Columbus obviously is the MLS reigning champion right now. Have not won in about a month. I didn't realize that was going on. Montreal playing away from home. They have a pretty decent road record though, seeing as that they've only had two home games. I think this game is probably going to end in a draw. So I have a confidence of 2.
I'm on the same board here with David. I'm on a draw, confidence of 2. I don't see, I think Montreal is a better team compared to Columbus. I think they could come in and create a formidable game against Columbus, even at home. I just think Montreal is going to put Columbus on their heels, but I'm not really sure if that's enough to get a win. So I'm going to go with a draw, confidence of 2.
Yeah, so Columbus hasn't won a game since March 16th, and that was a 3-0 victory over the Red Bulls, who are above them in the standings, only have one loss in the season. It came via Columbus. Columbus also has only one loss in the season. A lot of draws happening in there. However, they are the lone MLS team that is still in the Champions Cup. And guess what? They play tomorrow. And so for that reason and that reason alone, I'm going to say that they get yet another draw, because I don't see Montreal going in there getting a win. And I just feel that Columbus is just a better side than Montreal overall. Columbus is at home. I also believe that they are playing at home. So there's no travel. So they don't have to go to Mexico. I believe they're playing Monterrey in the semifinal of the Champions Cup. So I think they stay at home. So travel shouldn't be an issue, but I don't think they're going to win. So I will agree with the guys, although I have a feeling that they did not know that they're playing in Champions Cup tomorrow night. But I agree with them the whole way through. I have a draw as well. Confidence of 2.
Yeah, no, I did not look at that.
Yeah. So you guys just kind of got lucky there. All right. DC versus Seattle is our next game. Bobby, let's hear it.
Let me just do it one more time. I don't know, man. I mean, this should be Seattle all the way, right? Right?
Is it?
Is it, Bobby? I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm going to do a draw, confidence of 1, because I just don't, I have no confidence in Seattle. It has no, that doesn't mean I have any confidence on DC. It just, I just can't see anything happening here. Draw, confidence of 1.
DC with a okay record, but Seattle, I think, this says more about Seattle more than anything else. I don't see them really like getting a big boost. They had that 4-0 win a few weeks ago, and then they laid an egg against Vancouver. It's their finishing, man. They are a better team than DC. They just can't finish, and DC has a finisher in Christian Benteke. I think that DC is going to get a win. I have a confidence of 1.
Seattle is, well, no longer at the bottom of the standings, or at least San Jose had been at the bottom of the standings. Seattle is not doing that much better. They're in 12th place. They still only have one victory the entire season. DC United, as David said, it's not horrible, but it's you know, I guess it's better than what we expect from DC United. They have 10 points compared to only 6 of Seattle, so there's only, you know, 4-point difference there. DC has one more game on hand than Seattle, but look, Seattle's got to fly cross-country. Very, very long trip. One of the longest in MLS. DC United will be at home. They are able to score. They got one of the top scorers in the league in Benteke. And guess what? 2 of Seattle's starting defenders, as if they weren't riddled with injuries already, 2 of their defenders got red cards in the last game. They will not have Roldan and Jackson. Yeah. And the fact that DC United can create chances. Yeah, this is DC all the way. I actually wanted to lock.
Do we count Sanders out of the game for at this point, right now? for a while.
I mean, for this game, sure. Next week against the Galaxy, you know, our biases are probably gonna, you know,
I don't think they're bouncing back on us. I just don't see that.
You would think so.
We'll see. We'll talk about that when we get there. But yeah,
we'll talk about that next week. All right, but either way, I think DC wins this game. I mean, just the fact that I've said all those things, it should be a lock, but it's still DC, and that's my bias right there, that it's still DC United, but they should win this game. I got the most confidence in them. I got DC United win this game. Confidence of 3. Cincinnati versus Colorado. At one point, this was the undisputed garbage cup. Not so much anymore. Abe, who do you got?
Hold on, let me skim this. Let me look at
what happened last week. Let me see what's going on here.
No, I wanted to say maybe game of the week. It might have a shout for game of the week. It's not. I see another game.
There's another game
That has game of the week potential and possibly even another one on top of that. But this game, man. I wanted to give this to Colorado so badly, but then because I think Cincinnati is struggling, but away from home for Colorado, that's a tall task for me, man, to go with them away from home. Like most, I would say they could get a draw, but I think this is going to be a Cincinnati win. Confidence of 3.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think Cincinnati is strong at home, Colorado away. It's an uphill battle here in Cincinnati. And I know I didn't send this to Lewis, but I have 2 double downs on my list here. And I'm going to go with this one. This is my first one. Cincinnati, double down. Confidence of 4, which is an 8.
All right, so doing the rare less than 10 double down. Not quite utilizing the math there, but that's fine. Okay, so as I said, a few years ago, this would be the undisputed garbage cup, the two worst teams in MLS, both in the East and the West. If this was last season, this is an automatic double down. Cincinnati is going to roll over Colorado. It's going to be embarrassing, right? This year, or at least at this point in time, not so much. Guess what? Colorado in the Supporter Shield is actually above Cincinnati through 9 games. They have the exact same record, 4-2-3, which means they have the exact same amount of points at 15. They each have a +2 goal differential, but Colorado has scored 5 more goals than Cincinnati. So does that translate into a win for Colorado? No, I don't think so. I still think that Cincinnati has a stingy defense. I think Colorado might struggle there on the road against a stingy team. I'm still not told that Cincinnati is a strong team, although I did have them high on the list in my preseason predictions. They just haven't convinced me because they just don't look strong. But I think they got enough to beat a Colorado side at home. So I will make it unanimous. However, I have the least amount of confidence in this game. As I said, last year, this is a no-brainer. This year, a little tougher to do. Confidence of only 2 for me on Cincinnati. New England versus Miami. Bobby?
I just can't give any confidence to New England, even at home. Miami's in a hot streak. They're handling it. The league is theirs right now. I'm going to give Miami confidence of 4.
Even away from home, they're playing a really poor New England side. I think Miami starting to round out into, you know, what we thought they were going to be throughout the season. A very good team, a team full of game changers.
We thought they were going to be dried at this point, to be honest.
Maybe in the beginning of the season, we thought they would struggle, but I always felt that they would be like a strong playoff team, just not like, you know, Supporter Shield, like run away with the league kind of team. They just signed another player from, what is it, Corinthians? I doubt they're going to be here by the time they play against New England, but they're bringing in reinforcements. I think that this is a pretty much a done deal in terms of a win for Miami. This is my double down. Confidence of 10.
As I look down the list of where I can put my double down, there really wasn't anything that really popped out at me. And this was the closest thing that I got. And even still, it's very difficult for me to put a double down on a road team, regardless if one of the teams is in first place and the other team is not dead last, but right above them. They're in 28th. It's literally first versus 28th place. However, I mean, there's just absolutely no way that New England, well, I shouldn't say that, but I don't give credit to New England whatsoever. As I said, bottom of the stand, they have 4 points. Miami has one hell of an offense. And so I got to figure that they're going to be able to score. They are hitting this. They're picking up some steam here, getting a little bit of stride going. There's way too much talent on that field, and they don't have to focus on Champions Cup anymore. They're solely focused on the MLS regular season. And, you know, originally I think I had this with the Miami 3, but as I look down, like, yep, there's nothing else here. This is the closest thing I'm going to get. I don't have to do this, especially since this season hasn't been going well for me when it comes to double downs. But I'm just going to go ahead and make this one my double down, and I am going to go ahead and put 10 on Miami. NYCFC versus Charlotte. David.
This was a tough one for me too. I think maybe this is a skip pick for most. I was looking at the records between these two teams in terms of home and away form. And I think just giving the edge to NYCFC just because they're at home is the way I'm leaning. I'm giving them a confidence of 3.
What game are we talking about?
NYCFC versus Charlotte.
Oh. Yeah, it's NYCFC. Confidence of 2. They should be better at home compared to Charlotte.
So both of these teams, once again, they are identical records at 3-4-2. A two goal differential is the difference between them, and NYCFC holds the holds that advantage. I really didn't know where to go, and just like David, I'm literally only using home field advantage here. I don't really have any confidence in NYCFC. Charlotte, no confidence for them on the road. Did have confidence for them at home since they had not lost since May of last year. And Minnesota put a stop to that last week in, you know, with emphasis, winning 3-0 there. So I know Charlotte would want to bounce back. I'm just not sure they can do it in Yankee Stadium. So just like last week, Charlotte is involved in a game that you got to watch if you love absolutely beautiful looking kits. Game probably won't be pretty, but the players will be looking pretty. I'm taking NYCFC here, make it unanimous again, but only a confidence of 1 for me.
How did the other beautiful kit match of the week go?
Minnesota beat them 3-0. I literally just said. Okay.
Oh, so beautiful right. Kits are still winning?
Beautiful
winning. Kits will always win. Yeah. Even a draw means.
I don't know about win, always win, but I'm just saying, have they been winning at this point?
Well,
the better kits.
The better.
Look at that. That's something we should attract for the season.
Because you can't be saying, like, oh, they're always winning when they're not. That's what I'm asking. Are they?
Well, I meant that figuratively, not literally on the field. But if we're talking about beautiful kits winning, Bobby would disagree with me on this one. David would agree with me on this one. Vancouver is third in the Supporter Shield. They got one of the better kits. RSL in fifth place. They got one of the better kits, in my opinion. Minnesota is in eighth. And then, yeah, the NYCFC just go down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, NYCFC and Charlotte are way down there. So, yeah. All right. So let's move on to the other New York team, the one that's actually doing good. Wow. Versus another team that is, at the moment, surprisingly, also doing pretty well. Red Bulls versus Vancouver. Now, here's the thing. For me, this is a skip pick. I don't want to watch this. not a fan of either team, not a fan of the styles. However, you got a matchup here that pits a number three team versus a number four team. And we're talking supporter shield standings, not like in the conference.
Right.
Yes, it is third versus fourth overall. That alone should be game of the week, but I just don't think this is going to be an entertaining game. David, was this one of the games you were talking about?
No.
Okay. Okay. No, okay. 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 Well, go ahead. Give us your pick then.
Okay. So, I'm in Red Bulls at home. I'm going to give them the win here. Vancouver, a good team, stingy team in terms of their defense, but I think that the Red Bulls can break them down. Lewis Morgan has seemed to cool off just a little tiny bit, but I think that they can still get the win here. Confidence at three.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Lewis, and I agree. I think this is going to actually be a good game, but subjectively, in our viewpoint, it's not something that we care about. So we're probably going to pass it by, even though it's probably going to be a really good game. And we're probably not going to watch it until the replay. So I'm going to give Red Bulls confidence at two.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why, but I'm just not really interested in these two teams. I'll be honest. I think they're all playing at the same time. I think these are still the 4:30 games. So if you're going to give...
There's a ton of 4:30 games.
There's a lot of them.
There's a 4:30 game. There's a 4:30 game.
There's eight of them.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's eight of them.
Unless you're watching 360.
Right.
And, you know, in which case you want to try and track all of them. There is one other game in this 4:30 slot that I would say is worth tuning into alone. This is probably the second one of those 4:30 games.
There's literally only two games that have their own time slots. That's us.
That's in the morning.
And LAFC
in the morning.
That's literally it. Yeah, so it's, again, the scheduling is unbelievable. Obviously, a lot of eyes are going to be on the Miami game for obvious reasons, but the matchup itself, it's first versus last. There's really nothing there. I would have more interest in watching Cincinnati versus Colorado, if I'm being perfectly honest, over the New York-Vancouver game. I mean, it's still number seven, so it's still pretty high up there, but I would find that game a lot more interesting, though I feel that there would be more goals in the New York game, ironically. However, let's see. Let's get my pick in here. Like Vancouver, yeah, look, I get it. They're high on the list. They're second place in the Western Conference with a game on hand over first place LA Galaxy. So if they were to win that extra game, they would actually leapfrog the Galaxy and they would be actually – and they have two games on Miami. So all they had to do is win one of those games. They would be in first place in the Supporters' Shield. But I'm just not entirely convinced on Vancouver for some reason. I don't think they have like that big win under their belt. I think the first real test, and it came from both sides, was the Galaxy game, and the Galaxy just completely outplayed them. So they kind of failed there, and they were at home. Seattle would have been a signature victory, except that Seattle is not that good. So I feel that Vancouver will eventually tail off, as stingy as they are. They're going to tail off. I don't think they're even top four in the Western Conference. New York, interesting team. I think that they are better than Vancouver at the moment. They kind of got robbed of a win against LAFC. Surprise, surprise. Should have won that game. Ended up drawing, but you know, I thought they were the better side. I think they're the better side in this game. They are at home, guys. We have agreed with every single game so far. It has been unanimous. There has been no difference in anybody's picks. Let's just keep that streak going. I have the Red Bulls winning this game with the highest confidence. I have them with a four. Orlando versus Toronto, Bobby.
Oh, come on. Is there any other team other than Orlando playing that game? Confidence at three?
This is the garbage cup. Two bad teams. I think that Orlando gets the win based on just being at home.
I wouldn't even put them against bad teams with Toronto. I would never. That's so mean. That's mean.
they're both equally like bad to mediocre teams. Confidence at two for Orlando.
So here's a crazy thing. Orlando, obviously, I believe they are underperforming. They got a last minute penalty kick to get a draw in Montreal. I thought, okay, but that's actually pretty. That's a good result for them. To be honest, killed all of our bets because we all had Montreal winning that game. So they're sitting in 23rd. Now, get your shocked face on, Bobby. Toronto is in the top 10 in the Supporter Shield standings. They're actually not as bad as we think. At least on paper, they are in the top 10 in the league. I don't see that either. I don't see how that's happening. They have 4 losses. They also have 4 victories. I'm just saying. I mean, you could go on the website fake or any news, other Sakura.
Fake news.
The only thing is that every single one of their victories, and this is crazy. Like this is also a very, very like interesting stat. So out of the 9 games that they have played, there's been a shutout one way or the other. Every game that they've won has been 1-0. One had 2-0. And the games that they've lost, they haven't scored. The game that they drew, nobody scored. There's just shutouts all around. The only exception here is against NYCFC, in which it was 2-1. And this past week, I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago against Charlotte, which was 3-2. So kind of interesting there. So someone isn't scoring in this game, apparently. I mean, statistically. And it should have been a 0-0 draw, if that's the case. If I'm going to bet on anything, it might be a 0-0 draw. However, I also had the time, had the bias that Toronto was at the bottom of the standings, but they aren't. I also took Orlando in this game, and I have them with a confidence of 3. So once again, we're all picking the exact same teams this week. So I think this week, above all else, it's how we bet, and we're pretty close to being even on that as well. Doesn't look like there's too much movement going on this week, but we'll see. All right, let's go ahead and move on. Now, personally, this next game is my game of the week. Now, as far as standings are concerned, it's not as high as the other two that I had mentioned, but this is definitely the most interesting and one that I would 100% want to watch. Philadelphia versus RSL. David, your boys are undefeated, going up against an RSL side that got some bite to it. What do you got in this game?
An RSL side that is hot, is heating up right now, especially with what's the name, Arango, like really coming into form and becoming the man in Salt Lake. Philly. They're a good team. I agree. This is game of the week. I think that away from home is the only thing that stands in RSL's way. I think that Philly, are they the last unbeaten team in the league so far?
They are.
They're going to keep that streak going, man. Philly, confidence of 3.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a draw here. I'm going to go with a confidence of 2 with a draw.
RSL lost their playmaker, and I kind of left them for dead. The exact opposite happened. And not only that, they're scoring. They're, dare I say, RSL, one of the more exciting teams to watch in MLS. I never thought I'd say that, but here we are. There's a lot of things I never thought I'd say. I never thought I'd say Colorado lock, but I did it last week, and I won. So, you know, the season has been kind of funky. Again, I still think it's a little early. Obviously, you're starting to see some patterns here. You're starting to see some trends. You're starting to see how teams play. Which is probably why we are all choosing the exact same teams through the first, 8 games already? 9 games? So, yeah, we're all seeing something. This one, it's a good game. Philadelphia, the last unbeaten team in the league, RSL, hot team, 3rd place in the Western Conference. They have the top goal scorer in the league in Arango. I cannot count RSL out. I kind of wanted to give Philly the win here, but I can't count RSL out. I think they're doing very, very well. They've got some road victories under their belt as well. They shellacked Chicago last week. All of us had that as a draw because we had no idea. Like, hey, this game could go either way. Yep, not so much. RSL hasn't lost since March 9th, and ironically, it was at home to Colorado, who, now, well, another surprise there. I agree with Bobby on this one. So, Bobby, so David is the first one to break rank here, goes with Philly. I don't think it's a bad shout, but yeah, I think this ends up a draw, and I'm thinking like a good 2-2 game. That's kind of where I'm headed with that one. So yeah, I believe Philadelphia will remain undefeated. They just don't get the victory here. Draw, confidence of 2. Chicago versus Atlanta. Bobby.
I have no confidence in either of these teams. I don't know where it's gonna. I don't know where this is gonna head off. So I'm gonna go with a draw. Confidence of 1.
I feel exactly how Bobby feels. I have no idea where this is gonna go. On the one hand, I feel like Atlanta should be able to beat this Chicago team that's, you know, still bad. Confidence of 1 in the draw.
Atlanta doesn't have a road victory this season. Most of the games are being played at home. I think they've only had 2 road games? 3 road games. 3 road games. So their schedule is going to get a lot tougher as the season goes by. Because a lot of those, you know, first games are at home. So, you know, you're going to double back on the road. You haven't won. You lost to Columbus in the opener. You lost to Toronto. And you couldn't beat NYCFC. So I don't have confidence in them that they're going to do anything on the road. And then there's Chicago, who, as we said last week, want to get out of the dumps, but they're still there, but they're trying. And just when you think maybe they can do something, maybe they can like get our confidence, and then they, you know, go down 4-0 to a good side. Atlanta's not a good side. So I kind of felt the same way as I did last week. I kind of didn't know where to go. I didn't want to put in Atlanta. I have more confidence in Chicago at home, but it's still Chicago. And in the end, I just didn't want to go anywhere else. I also have this as a draw. Confidence of 2. And actually, it should have been a 1. I should have agreed with you guys on that one, but it's a 2. Dallas versus Houston. One of those Texas rival. Well, what's this one called? This one actually has a name. What's this rivalry called?
Dallas versus Houston?
This is a rivalry. There's an actual cup here. What's it? What is it?
Okay, I have no idea.
The Ring of Fire? Okay. I don't know.
Sure, that'll work. The Ring of Fire.
Because it was the Chicago Fire and Dallas used to be called the Brimstone Cup. Because right. They both had like fire names in it, but isn't this the one with that weird like statue or the there's something weird about this. I remember because was it Dave Goss that was on here or was it what's his name now? The guy who used to play for Dallas that we had on our show years ago that called this a weird item that they trade between the teams when they win.
Isn't it like a cannon?
Yes, that's it. A cannon. That it's a cannon. Yes. Yeah.
So I know that there's a thing there.
Bobby Warshaw that mentioned it.
Oh yes, on this show. Yes.
Years ago. There is some cannon involved. I have no idea what the name of the rivalry is actually called though.
Okay. So we'll just say the Texas, you know, Interstate Derby, sure. Whatever. Sure. But I know there's something there. Anyway, Dallas versus Houston. David, go ahead and give us your pick.
Yeah, so Dallas is like epically bad right now. Not San Jose bad, not...
I mean, that's epically bad, isn't it?
You're right. This is Houston win. Confidence of 5. My lock.
Um... Yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't figure this one out. I went with a draw, confidence too. I'm just playing it safe on this one.
Okay, so Dallas is, it's bad. I mean, they're above San Jose in the standings, but not by much. San Jose in 29th with 3 points, New England with 4 points, and Dallas with 5 points. Only one victory the entire season for Dallas, and it came via San Jose, via last-second injury time goal to secure that one victory. I think it happened in either week number one or week number two. Houston, on the other hand, playing much better. They are in top 10 in Supporters Shield, right above Toronto. Toronto's actually 11, not top 10. But still playing well. But what happened last week? They're at home. They're playing against Austin. And they lose. I mean, we got MLS. That is MLS's fault. That's just absolute insanity. How does Houston not beat Austin at home? They didn't even score. So my confidence was shot here. I think if they would have done what they were supposed to do, I think they would have dispatched of the other Texas team. Like, it's a no-brainer, right? But granted, I did not watch the game. I didn't even watch highlights. Why would I bother watching highlights of that game if it was 1-0? I'm sure there wasn't. But I have no idea how it went. I didn't even check to see if Houston was indeed the better side. I didn't check any stats or anything. So I kind of did go in there, you know, a little blind. Maybe they absolutely dominated. I have to figure that they did. And they just didn't score. But damn, my confidence shook a little bit. I am still taking Houston because no matter how, like, how much my confidence was shaken in Houston, I've got zero confidence in Dallas. So it should be a lock. In fact, this should be another double down. Granted that, again, Houston's on the road, and maybe I would have hesitated a little bit, but should be a lock. They should hit this. I should win this as well. I got Houston. Confidence of 3. Minnesota versus Kansas City. Okay, so Bobby, I'm looking back at it. Your record in Kansas City mm-hmm. games, it's actually a winning record this year. You've hit mm-hmm. Kansas City games. I think you've only lost 2 of them out of the 9 weeks. All right. So looks like you have, at least in season 7, it's been wacky. It's been our worst year. So we're in Bizarro world right now. Your kryptonite is now your strength. Let's hear your pick.
I'm going to go simple. I'm going to go with Minnesota. I'm going to go with the home team here. I'm going to go with confidence of 2.
Damn it. That's not good for my pick. I think that Kansas City has done well to be a difficult team to beat. Minnesota obviously is a team that started out kind of hot and is sort of equalized now, but I think this is a draw. Confidence 2.
Minnesota sitting in 5th place in the Western Conference, only 1 point behind 3rd and 4th place. RSL Colorado both with 15 points. Only 2 points separates them and Vancouver. 4 points separates them between them and the Galaxy, and Minnesota has a game on hand on the Galaxy. I'm not sure what to think of Minnesota. Just when I thought I had them pinned as they're not that good, they come out with a good win. And then I say, okay, let's have confidence in Minnesota, and then they come out with a loss. And then I said, okay, I'm unsure what to do here. And they come out with a victory on the road against Charlotte, handing them their first home loss in over a year. So that's kind of bizarre. Kansas City, at the moment, out of a playoff spot, they're sitting in 10th in the Western Conference. So if the playoffs started today, Kansas City would not be in it. And boy, does Kansas City love blowing leads. I said it last week. I think the Galaxy broke them. At this point, you're kind of rooting for, I guess depending on how you're betting, you're rooting for Kansas City to not score first. Because if they score first, they're going to lose. I'm taking the home side. I think just Minnesota is just a better team at the moment. And I will do it with the confidence of 3. Nashville versus San Jose. Bobby.
Oh, I mean, this. I mean, I should have gone a lot bigger here, but this is going to be a Nashville win. Confidence of three. I should have gone lock, but I went with three.
Yeah, same. This actually would have been another one that I think I would have. I should have used my double down on, but I think that Nashville's record kind of made me shy away from it. But I'm still giving Nashville the win here. Confidence of three.
So there's got to be something about Nashville. You're playing against the last place team. This should be a no-brainer, but Nashville is not doing all that great. 25th place, only 2 points in front of Dallas. So can't really go too much confidence there. So by definition, ladies and gentlemen, this is your garbage cup. It's not a game I would want to watch. So, yeah, I think this is it. However, Nashville is at home. San Jose will travel cross-country. I think with Nashville's stingy defense, I don't think San Jose will be able to penetrate that. And Nashville just needs one against a very poor defensive San Jose side. And I think they'll get it. Again, it's one of those games where you kind of feel like, yeah, Nashville should win this game. It should be a lock. But, yeah, 25th versus 29th. That's bad. I agree with the guys the whole way through. Unanimous. Confidence of three in Nashville. LAFC versus Portland. Dave, who do you got?
This one was tough for me, dude. I went back and forth a lot. I, you know, landed on a draw at one point. I think that both of these teams are having a little bit of a tough time finding who they are. Ultimately, I landed on LAFC getting a win. They're at home. Normally, I would lock this, but I still I'm not sure about them. So I'm giving them the win. Confidence of three.
Yeah, I mean, after all of that, I thought I kind of crazy to hear David give him confidence of three. He seems swaying back and forth a lot. I'm going to go with the draw here. Confidence of two. I think, I mean, LAFC should be a strong enough team to win at home against Portland for sure. But I don't know. I'm getting a weird feeling here. I feel like Portland's going to bring something. And it's just going to be kind of like a really uneven game. It's going to be a little just an odd game. So draw, confidence of two.
LAFC plays tough at home. It's really hard to beat them at home. They have the refs in their pockets, so you know that helps as well. This is what I would call the potential cup. I think both of these teams are like on that brink of, are you good or are you bad? And they have the potential to kind of break out and be better than where they are at the moment. I'm not sold on Portland. I think I've said that. I'm not entirely sold. Yet they still have some results in there. They're like, okay. LAFC, however, kind of the opposite. I kind of feel like, yeah, they're actually not good, and they're getting results out of luck and out of, again, the refs bailing them out. So I also feel that they are also still underachieving, though I don't think they're going to be back in an MLS Cup for a third time. I do still feel that they are underachieving. Carlos Vela can't be that important. Guy was aging. He didn't. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. Maybe it's my bias is coming out there, but I just don't see that. I couldn't go with Portland because, as I said, playing in that stadium is tough. I was going back and forth between the draw and an LAFC win. I was leaning LAFC win, but something tells me, you know what? Just go with the draw here. Go with the draw because I think Portland has gotten the draw in Columbus. You know, Columbus is by far a better team than LAFC, and if they could do it there, I'm sure they can do it in with a Western Conference rival. So for that reason alone, I went with the draw here. Confidence of two. And finally, guys, our Galaxy sitting at the top of the table will take on Austin, who got a shock victory in Houston. I have no idea how that happened. Austin is sitting in eighth place, tied with 12 points with LAFC and St. Louis. So they're at the bottom of the playoff line, or I'm sorry, the three bottom playoff teams. Yeah, Mr. Galaxy, as always, we start with you.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a team that can absolutely handle games away. And they're going to be going against the Austin FC, which is a very, very poor team in my perspective. 10:30 a.m. I think the Galaxy is going to be very, very awake and ready to go on this game. It's a very super early game, but I think Galaxy can come in there. And I'm going to go ahead and throw my second double down on this one. I'm going to go with the LA Galaxy with a 10 double down.
Early game, like AM game for the Galaxy. Like, this is like get out of bed and play a game kind of day for them. Against a Austin team that is on a little bit of a hot streak. They have two wins in a row. Diego Fagundes is returning. I think that this might be one of those high scoring games. Maybe like a 3-2, but the Galaxy has their Achilles heel, and the league obviously knows about what that is. I think that Austin will somehow find a way to play this team tough, and I think the Galaxy is going to have to probably come back in this game. I have a draw, confident to 2.
So Austin is not on a winning streak. They had lost the week before. They lost against St. Louis.
Oh, was there one in between?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, well, okay, whatever.
But they have won 3 out of 4. They have won 3 out of 4 games. The major. I swear, I think this is like a major upset, like a huge upset.
Last week, they also don't have any draws, right?
No, they do. They're 3-3-3.
I must be thinking of a different team.
You must be thinking of a different team.
No draws.
No. They are 3-3-3. They're right in the middle. They're just right down the center there. The big upset, notwithstanding, on the road against Houston, your other 3 out of 4 games that you won, San Jose, a game in which you needed if I recall correctly, it was over 100 minutes. And I think it was... I don't remember if it was a penalty or not, but I do remember they scored very, very, very late. And the other one, Dallas. So again, you're beating weak teams. It's not like you're whatever. Galaxy, the exact opposite. They're flying high. First place. Can't stop scoring. Big Achilles heel. And I think that's a problem, because you don't have to be good to exploit a set piece. You know, you could still be a bad team and still not be able to break down a very bad defense if you're bad yourself. But a set piece, you just throw the ball in the air and get the ball against a team that doesn't know how to defend it. So they're very much in this game. This is a really weird game for me, because the Galaxy should win this pretty easily. Just based on how the teams are playing, I don't think that Austin has a winning record against the Galaxy. Even at our worst, we were beating Austin. I think even in that first year where Austin was good, they beat us like the first game, but not the second game. I think they won at home, but not at home. And then from then on out, I don't think Austin has beaten the Galaxy. So the Galaxy have a winning record against Austin. This is the 10th game, and I felt like that's kind of important. It's the last game in April. You know, the first 10 games will be out of the way. That was a big number in the preseason. How do you do in your first 10 games? You know, does Greg Vanney still have a job by the end of those 10 games, right? Well, we're about to finish.
What? Not to mention win streaks.
Right. So you have the Galaxy coming off yet another victory. They are currently on a 2-game win streak. I don't think that's considered a win streak. You got to get 3 to get considered a streak. And Greg Vanney has never done it under in his tenure as Galaxy head coach. This is a pretty good opportunity to be doing that. And I said, they have broken these dumb little curses that they've had, right? Vanny has broken his Peter Vermees curse. The galaxy in previous years when, hey, we have a chance to get into first if we win this game, have dropped the ball. And they've held on to first place. They lost first place. They regained first place. They, you know, so they've been kind of beating their
boogie. Yeah, but we didn't lose first place because of our performance. It's just the numbers. That's all it was.
I get it.
It's not performance or because we just didn't do well. It's just numbers. We, you know, like the moment we just win a game, we're right back up on top. It's something that
exactly
we've never had in
exactly
such a long time.
Exactly. Anyways, so I mean, you still have to maintain it. However, I kind of I've got this weird feeling for the first time this season. As optimistic as I've been about this team, there's something not sitting well with me here. I don't know what it is because I know by far we are a better team than Austin. But I feel like also that 10th game, that three games in a row, things that, I feel like we've gone past the boogeyman. We should easily beat this boogeyman. But there's something funky about this. I don't know what it is. We should have Jalen Neal back, by the way. Like, a lot of good things happening, and I feel really weird about this game. I don't think they lose. I'm going to go with a draw here. I'm not sure. And, I mean, if I was – I mean, I guess this would be especially the season to do it. We'll try to reverse jinx it where I should put 10 on Austin to make sure we don't lose this game. But, nah, man, this team is – this team can beat Austin. I just have this weird feeling that we're going to get MLS or just something funky is going to happen. I've said it before. The Galaxy are going to lose again. It's inevitable. It would just be something that if it's against Austin, but
it's not going to be this
team. Yeah. I mean, I hope not. I'm taking the draw here. Like I said, I just have this funny feeling. I don't know what it is. Confidence of 2 in the draw. And that does it for us here in week number 10. We are after next week, we're going to be a third of the way of the season done. And May is what will be
that makes
here.
Me sad.
It's crazy, right?
Way too fast.
Yep. Like, I mean, we're doing so good.
Slow it down. Slow it down. Let us enjoy.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Jesus. Don't get me wrong. I want to stop the count right now. Week number 11 coming up. So stay tuned for that. Right. Come back for our results there. So this is David and Bobby signing off. Good night, everybody.
Later.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.